This is the pre-bid meeting for the Allen 75 0.21 project, PID 89029, project 13-0563. A couple housekeeping items. We're going to record the meeting. So there's a couple microphones scattered out here. So when you ask a question or have a comment, try to speak up. And so we can make sure it gets recorded, and also state your name and who you're representing. I guess to get things started here, we need to go around the room and introduce ourselves. And who, my name is Scott Mullins. I'm representing the District 1 Construction Department. I guess we can just start here and go around.
Baller, Baller, 7 cents.
Kurt Slusher, ODOT.
Chuck Klump, Kokosi.
Ray Bring, Kokosi.
Scott Overmeyer, Kokosi.
Brant Mercer, Kokosi.
Greg Seifring, RB Jurgens.
Sean Wade, Eagle Bridge.
Rock Runs, Eagle Bridge.
Rhonda Pease, ODOT.
Mark Roberts, ODOT.
Beth Clark, ODOT.
Jeff Wagaman, ODOT.
Tim Overs, Shelley Company.
John Evil, Shelley Company.
Chris Hughes, ODOT.
Andy Thompson, FHWA.
Craig Wing, E.S. Wagner.
Jim Wilson, E.S. Wagner Company.
Luke Johansson, ODOT.
C.T. Schiller, ODOT.
Jim Clark, ODOT.
Garrett Schreer, Parsons Becker, ODOT.
Ed Carmichael, Parsons Becker, ODOT.
Introduce yourselves. Got a couple new people. Go ahead and introduce yourself and who you're with.
Bill Ertl, Beaver Excavating.
Steve Fikes, Beaver Excavating.
And also, there's a sign-in sheet in the back. If you did not put your name on it, make sure you do that before you leave today. Anything else for introductions? Okay, I guess with that, we'll just turn it over to you guys and ask any questions you need to ask. Oh, that's right. We're going to let Stacy go first with the environmental stuff.
Very excited to go first. Not really. Okay, so just some big things I'm going to go over. There's others that I'm not going to talk about, but some big things that might affect this. Tree cutting is September 15th, April 15th only. We just need to get them down before April 15th. Two properties may contain trim contaminated soils. Both on Spicer, or their Spicer properties, sorry, 1220 and 1264 Hawthorne Road. There's a note about petroleum contaminated soils and chemical water in the, I think, general notes.
At Hawthorne Road or Hawthorne?
Hawthorne, sorry.
Okay.
Stormwater pollution prevention plan, or SW3P, is required. Silt fence, set masons, all that stuff. I'll be out there, so I'm sure to stay on it. Spill prevention control and countermeasures plan is also required, SPCC. There's a well at the southeast side of Hawthorne Road, interchange of 75. Basically, there's some notes about like not doing oil fueling, oil changes, that sort of stuff within 300 feet of the well. We need to have a plan that how to respond to a spill if it happens. One thing to watch for. Biggest thing is the project has two waterway permits associated with it, an isolated wetland permit and a regional general permit. It's currently being modified by the Army Corps of Engineers, which is a little bit tricky with the government shutdown. So right now it's on hold, basically. There is a special provisions package that is a draft form that we can make available, but I'll go over some of the stuff in it. There's three wetlands with impacts. Two are not totally impacted, which means there's going to have to be orange construction fencing placed around them to make sure that the remaining is protected. There's 9 stream impact areas on 6 streams. Some of the streams look like ditches, and some of them are even called things like free ditch. It's a stream. They're labeled on plans. Watch out. Make sure you know which ones are which. Channel easements on the ditch or stream does not allow for work in it. Only impacts in the permit are allowed. Um, all, any and all copper dams and structures to hold the water back, anything put into the stream that's not permanent has to be clean, non-erodible fill, which means no soil. Standard temporary discharge through a copper dam must be twice the highest monthly flow on that stream. The requirements for constructing the copper dam are in box 13 of the special provisions. It requires drawings and two engineer seals on them to be approved by our construction guys. That one. No driving in the stream through the wetlands. No in-stream work restrictions on any of the streams. So that's helpful. Yeah, there are five impact locations that are still being modified. Other than that, the rest, everything else, we have authorization to impact. We'll send out the draft that shows all the impacts, and like it'll just be highlighting which ones aren't authorized yet. But we have no reason to believe we won't get what has been requested before construction starts. Yeah, I'll be out there, so since it's close. Any questions on that stuff?
Open it up to you guys if you have any questions, concerns that we can address today. And if not, I'll take your comments and questions and we'll issue a formal addendum at a later date.
I got one from our office. I haven't spent a whole lot of time in it. Steve Fikes Beaver. How come all I-75 mainline drainage, I see a lot of those are kind of phased out MOT-wise. There's a lot of their sheeting, temporary pavement. I mean, would you guys consider jack and bore on all those? Especially the bigger ones, 54-inch. Just seems like they're, I don't know, piecemealed out. Like I said, I haven't spent a whole lot of time trying to relay from our office, but something they were looking at and wondering why those just couldn't be bored.
There is one that's south of 65 that is going to be kind of difficult because of the box. So it'll have to go in phases. Some of the other ones, if you want to do a jack and bore, there's nothing that precludes you from doing that.
Okay.
In driving down, Jim Wilson, East Wagner County, in driving down through and looking at the other guy that was a bit earlier and so forth, and knowing how strict the MOT was defined and so forth, of what you could have open and what you couldn't have open and so forth, it appears that there's been a significant change because there was a lot more closed than what was originally envisioned. Is that mindset going to transfer to this job where there's going to be more available to you than?
Yeah, the Southern project is going to have the contractor design the MOT. There's only really one restriction, and that's going to be at State Route 65, mm-hmm. where we're going to maintain access to 75, but strictly for emergency vehicles. That's probably the biggest commitment we made to the locals in that area. Well, we've made some revisions to some phasing where Priest Road is now going to be allowed to be, or should be done last, allowing for Hanthorne and McLean Road to be demolished at the same time. So it's kind of been a little more lax in some of the restrictions, but I know these guys are, they're willing to work however with everybody to try to get this thing accomplished. So we're trying to do a balancing act between the commitments we made to the business owners out there, the property owners, as well as you guys.
Yeah. How did that work on this past one, though? It didn't appear that that was the case.
Let these guys explain some of that.
I think a good portion of the commitments were and still are being upheld. We had some commitments to the fair. It was a pretty big commitment. We worked with the fair more closely to get what they would do the most important ramps open and those kind of things. Obviously, we try to work with anybody, not just one partner. We try to work with anybody trying to get through certain situations when things happen. But the most part, I think our commitments have been, we're aware of them and we try to work the best we could to get through the project. So, would we do that on this project? I'm sure we will. Can't say which ones it'll be. Depends on what it hits, what it is, and what exactly happens. But I'm sure we'll be good about this and whatever concerns the contractors have.
Tim Overs, Shelley Company. Will this be contract or consultant inspected or ODOT inspected? I heard just rumors that it may be contracted out for inspection and engineering and all that.
We will staff this with ODOT inspectors until we don't have them. If we run out of inspectors, we'll hire consultants, but I don't believe there's any plan to do that for this project.
Have you all determined if the project engineers want to be on this job?
Not yet.
There may be an environmental inspection consultant. That's still up in the air. Or it might just be me.
The plans be uploaded to a SharePoint where we can have access to them as a PDF.
State your name first.
Paul Shelley and Sands. I'm asking if the plans could be uploaded to SharePoint so everybody could have an access in a PDF format.
They're in TIFF format right now. Yeah. You can do the conversion. The plans are available to everybody.
But then that would be very difficult because you have to refer one sheet at a time, right? I know that it could be printed PDF and printed as PDF and put in SharePoint.
Let me see what I can do.
Rock Front, Siegel Bridge, detour for Breach Road, it's 120 days. Is there any lenience on that? Can it be 150? You got some big abutments there, and you got a lot of piling in them abutments. And you got all the gingerbread on those abutments, you know what I mean? The form liner and all that stuff, it just takes more time.
No, not at this time. Buckeye still needs to relocate their pipeline. We have letter of no objections on Sunoco's lines, which is four of them. And then also, Temco's also signed a letter of no objection to remain in place. TSC's out there at 65 today, starting their relocation. CenturyLink should be out there, and Dominion here by the, hopefully. We're still trying to get things moved before the sale date, the 15th. There also will be a new force main, possibly by time construction starts at the industrial park at Breeze Road. That'll go into our property on the east side, and then crosses underneath as well on at Breeze into that Indian Village trailer park. That'll be a 12-inch force main.
What is the anticipated clear date then, revised?
We're still shooting for the 15th. I'll know more here in the next week or so what will actually be completed. Buckeye historically is not on time. So with that, I would figure probably mid-December. But there again, they're not in direct conflict with ditch cut, and that's where the concern is on their pipeline on the be the east side of 75. And Dominion, their transmission line, they're moving that now. If you've been down through there, you can see them moving that. And that directional bore underneath 75 should be done probably by Wednesday. And they're looking at being finished and completed, hooked back up by the 20th of November. Thing on the with the gas, the petroleum lines, there will need to be the one call for at least 48 hours notice for their representatives to be out there. Accordingly, there also will be on the utility note, there is phone numbers and email addresses to contact such personnel.
When will the EPS files be made available to the FedExes to indicate there's nothing on the rest of this
one? I can check on that, but it's my understanding they were having some issues with the EPS system. There were some problems with it. They have already did. And the system is not as alternate and optional. Appreciate everybody coming in. And if you do have any timely manner, so